taking a look now at your news for the hour. 67-year-old Douglas J. Lubecki has been sentenced for a drinking and driving offense. His defense attorney cited Lubecki's clean record, 35 years as a cement truck driver, and stress from his father's declining health as mitigating factors. Lubecki admitted to consuming 5 beers and several shots over 6 hours, calling it a, quote, mistake. The court imposed 6 months of probation along with $990 in fines and costs. He must also complete an alcohol insight and awareness program and 24 hours of community service. The conviction is expected to significantly affect his commercial driver's license. And in other news, a court case involving David Claire Schutte is proceeding to a jury trial after Schutte rejected a plea agreement. Schutte faces charges including assault and assault or battery of a professional or medical volunteer, reckless driving, and malicious destruction of property. The prosecution had offered to dismiss the malicious destruction charge if Schutte paid $75 in restitution and pled guilty or no contest to the other two counts. Schutte's defense counsel confirmed his client's refusal of the deal and has requested a jury trial. The court will now schedule a date for the final pretrial and the jury trial. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for today, Anthony Thomas Prill has now been sentenced, receiving a deferred judgment under the Spousal Abuse Act, placing him on 6 months of probation. Conditions include not violating any criminal laws, not leaving the state without court consent, and making truthful reports to his probation officer. Prill must also notify his probation officer of any changes to his address, phone number, or employment status. Financial obligations total $765 due by June the 30th. He is required to complete a domestic violence awareness program with proof due by June the 1st and 24 hours of community service with proof due by June the 30th. Prill is also prohibited from any assaultive or threatening behavior. A review hearing is scheduled for July 31st at 9 a.m., which he must be in attendance for. And another news for today. In a Michigan court, Joshua James Cobb Harris has pled no contest to a misdemeanor trespassing charge. The plea agreement included a sentence of fines, costs, and time served, which the prosecution did not object to. Harris accepted the plea on the advice of his lawyer. The factual basis for the charge stated that Harris entered private property belonging to Riley and Samantha Martin after being previously warned not to. The court accepted the no contest plea, and Harris was sentenced to time served and ordered to pay a total of $500 in fines and court costs, with a payment plan requiring at least $25 a month. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, January the 29th of 2026. Delphine Louise Wushlager, age 82, of Caseville, passed away on January the 17th of 2026. A funeral service for Delphine Louise Wushlager will be on Saturday, January the 31st at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Rocha Catholic Church of Caseville. The family will be present to receive visitors on Saturday from 9 a.m. until the time of her service. and burial will take place privately at the St. John Catholic Cemetery of Ubley. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.